Blog Talk Radio.
The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. Say what? The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The phoenix is rising.
Say what?
Censored, silenced, and betrayed, the voice of freedom still speaks out. On this show, we will bring you the truth as we know it, and the truth that you can go and do research on, because we are not about using manipulation in order to shift people's minds to get what we want. And so please join us on this show here at Warrior of Compassion, Reflection, where we reflect reality back to you. We give you all the information we can to help you discover the truth and live in truth. If you look at the description page of this show, you will find our website at Next Step Coaching and our newest book, The Journal of the Seeker, that takes you deep into spirituality and challenges the thoughts and ideas that we've been fed by others. There's a link to minds.com where you can go to our Warrior of Compassion training that's free. And so, as you can see here, everything we're doing is to try to help set the captives free, the ones who are chained, not by shackles necessarily, but by words, manipulation, and lack of economic resources. Welcome again to our show. Now a brief musical interlude, then we'll begin. Prakash, and I'm happy to be with you again. You might listen to this show and say, hey, what are you doing that show? My answer would be nothing, 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 but there's always a but. Talk about the things that are happening right now from all angles and try to deduce what's really going on with you in the shadows. I guess the biggest thing going on right now is this war in Ukraine. I find it very interesting because you have one side of the government and one side of people talking about how great and strong the people in Ukraine are for standing up against these horrible people in Russia. And they're saying that the only thing driving this war is that Putin is crazy and a madman who wants to expand his empire. And then on the other side, the far right side, they say that the United States has caused all kinds of problems and issues in the Ukraine, and this war resulted as a result of all the things that they did. like interfering with elections, giving money to the opposition, helping to foment a coup that overthrew the government, working with Nazis, real, actual Nazi parties, and those types of people in order to take control of the democratically elected government. And so we have this argument back and forth. We have it polarized, you see. What the polarization does is to never let us look at the details of what has happened. Because those on the left, or in the middle even, who do not like places like Fox News or those far-right crazy outlets are going to quickly believe that the U.S. didn't have anything to do with it, because they're going to associate what they're saying with the far right. Whereas the ones on the far right will think that the ones on the left and the middle are just crazy, because they go along with any type of propaganda that comes from the quote-unquote fake news people. In my view, both of these groups are somewhat right, because we are getting propaganda shot at us from both sides nowadays, trying to influence us. But I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. And in this case, I think that those people who I can't stand, the people on the far right, are more accurate than the liberals. If you ever look at any war in the past, you would find that the liberals are usually worse warmongers than the far right people. That's not anything that I'm proud of, but the truth. As soon as any type of violence starts, the liberals rise up and they want to bomb, they want to kill, they want to murder. MSNBC, full of lies and fake news. Most of the stations are full of lies, twisting the truth, fake news, never leading us to the truth, only steering us in a way that will increase the profits for the defense industry and those other people who advertise on their stations. So we are at a dilemma. The truth is, though, that according to real, reliable sources, we've been interfering in the Ukraine for more than 20 years, trying to influence their governance, trying to find ways of getting hold of their resources, and trying to make them a threat to Russia, whose border they're on, and who has been doing a lot of business with them, who has been shipping a lot of oil and resources through their country. We've been trying to stop that forever, because for the United States, the Cold War has never ended. It ended a long time ago in public. A lot of sanctions were removed so that Russia could begin to thrive, but slowly, behind the back doors, all of these sanctions were reintroduced, and none of the American people even knew about it. So we have been attacking that country one way or the other for more than 20 years, because it was never about communism versus capitalism. It was about competition. It was about our international corporations wanting to be able to take over that area and not being able to do it because of the philosophy of communism. And it's the same about the Middle East. In Islamic and Muslim countries, you had to do your business in a different way because it was not legal for them under the Muslim law to take interest. So you had to figure out a way to move through the system and do it a different way, which took time and energy, which people in this country didn't want to do. The people in the Middle East didn't want to take out loans IMF loans that they couldn't pay back. They didn't want to depend on the big national banking companies in order to survive. They wanted to grow their own food, develop their own resources, develop their own industry, become self-sufficient before going out and trading with the rest of the world. People didn't want that. So they had to be broken, bent, drafted into a world system that no one wants so that they would be in debt like us. Our country is now $33 trillion in debt, according to economists. That means each and every one of us is going to have to send money and resources to those people who we have debts with instead of having homes, instead of having free college education, instead of having decent public schools, instead of having a surplus so that we can go out and have a vacation sometimes or so that we can just sit and relax, perhaps work shorter work days and make it, have vacations, all of those things that some of the more civilized countries like the ones in Scandinavia have. We don't do that. We're paying back a debt that we never borrowed on as a people. Our government borrowed on it, not us. And as time goes on, fearfully, it seems that they're not really listening to us that much. There's been research done comparing how much people influence the actions of the government in the United States. It said that the majority gets what it wants to about 30% of the time, whereas the upper 10% get what they want to 70% of the time. That's across the board. It never changes. And so what we have basically is a country that is run by 10% of the people. And whether we go out and vote in protest or not, or we stand up for causes or not, doesn't matter, because they are basically getting what they want no matter what. And that getting what they want also includes taking debt and loans and having us, the ones who don't get the money from these loans, pay it back by getting rid of public services and resources, paying more for gas, for oil, for heating, for housing, for everything that exists, until we become the new serfs, serfs who don't own anything, but who are constantly renting and renting and never owning. And that's where we are. Instead of doing something about it, like owning things, we find ourselves scrapping, fighting against each other. Division is always being used. Male against female, black against white, gay against straight, brother against sister, mother against father, any division that is possible is being used now to destroy our cohesiveness so that we can continue to work and produce and never be empowered. That's the state we're in. So whenever you think about driving a truck to the Capitol to fight against wearing a mask or taking a vaccine that's going to keep you alive, instead of fighting to get a living wage with all that energy, or to be able to grow food on the farms in this nation instead of cash crops that are sold somewhere else, grow food that we can feed ourselves with and get at a lower price. When you're doing that, just remember, that's part of the plan. and it's a waste of time. There's a giant world out there, one that we don't usually connect with because the news channels are so narrow and so controlled that most of us never even learn the truth. For now, though, before they take over the internet completely, the truth is out there. We can search and we can find the truth. And one of the main ways of searching and finding the truth is by hearing the things that don't fit with the narrative. And we can usually hear them on mainstream news. Don't forget them. Hold on to them. Even write them down if necessary. And see what direction they lead in. Notice how contradictions begin to arise in the next couple of years, or how they are being used like breadcrumbs to lead us down a path that will result in great losses for us, our children, and our children's children, even the world. Just think right now, you have some people who call themselves liberals trying to work hard in order to get people to drill for more oil. Talk about a great turnaround. You have people supposed to be liberal working to give away millions and millions of dollars in war machines and in weapons of mass destruction, bombs and all kinds of things in the Ukraine now. You have them using the same fake claim they had about Syria, talking about the Russians will probably use chemical weapons when real news in Syria discovered no chemical weapons were used at all. Doctors were paid to come into the hospital and pretend like everybody was hit with chemical weapons, when what actually happened was they were in a bomb shelter that got exploded and it got flooded with dust. So they were choking from the dust and their eyes were watering from the dust. But one person came running in and said it was a chemical weapon, and they used that. It's all ridiculous, but we keep falling for the same thing over and over as it is repeated and repeated and repeated, because it works. Why am I saying all of this? I'm saying it because it's time for us to really learn to take care of ourselves. We have no government to rely on. The churches have been infiltrated. They don't preach Jesus anymore. They preach hating people who are pro-choice and hating gay, lesbian, and bisexual, and transgender people. Of course, they don't tell you to hate them. They tell you to treat them as though you hate them, to deny medical care for transgender kids, or to not allow them to use the bathroom even, which is hating people. Because you see, hate is not about an emotion. Hate is about action. The way you treat someone determines whether you love them or hate them. And when one starts blocking people out and locking them from society and taking away their ability to live and be healthy, that is hatred, no matter if you pretend like it's not, and smile and greet them warmly. One's actions carry hatred. And if one is a Christian and expecting that God is going to come back and bring them to heaven because they are hating everybody, but at the same time pretending like they love them, I think those people will have a big surprise, because they have become the very ones that the Bible has always spoken against, and every religion, basically. are lost, hypnotized with the delusion of this world and the twisting and the manipulation, and we have to find a way beyond that. And that way beyond it is always there. The way beyond it is through non-attachment, not being attached to what we should be, or not being attached to who they told us we are, not being attached to the examples they give us of the people who are better, the more successful, not being attached to an identity that is not really ours, a small identity, a minuscule identity, when we are actually part of this great thing called life, called love, called creation, called divinity, when we open up our hearts and begin to do the work of God instead of talk about it or pray about it or beat our backs down because we want to smoke a cigarette or have a drink or something natural and human. It's time for all of us to wake up. And part of that awakening is not taking on new things. It is rejecting those who are so embedded in the system that they depend on it to live and to make money and survive. And as a result of this, they will twist and shift things around or censor themselves and not tell the whole truth, which is understood as a lie of omission, just so they can get what they want. It is about a brutal, horrible minority of bullies who want to be able to force others to do what they want, no matter what the cost. Do you want to be part of that? Or do you want to be a new wave of people who want to set the captives free, bind up the brokenhearted, break the bounds of the wicked, follow the Great Commission, the great teachings of the Buddha, Krishna, the Christ, every other teacher? Do you want to do that? Or do you want to be like our government, one who has just taken their hands off the wheel, that corporations take over to do what they will? It has become almost like a feudal system where the CEOs are the lords, corporations are the merchants and army, and the police and government are like the knights who beat us back when we try to reach for freedom and do the bidding of the corporations. You might not agree with me on this, but I'd like you to think about it. Take a look at some YouTube videos and things like that and see what is really going on in this world. There are some good ones on something called the Gray Zone, and from the Gray Zone you might see other links to real news about real things going on in the world. Take an opportunity to listen to those and see if you agree or if you don't agree. See, unlike most of the radio shows and especially mainstream media, I don't get paid for you agreeing with me. I don't get paid for manipulating you. I don't survive by getting you to be like me or to think like me. I, unlike them, am an agent of truth and integrity. The integrity that has seemed to have disappeared nowadays has gone to other places. So, if you like what you're hearing, if you like think, if you like to understand, if you like to strive for the truth, if you like to be a great human being instead of a mediocre person following the crowd, we're glad to have you here. And we hope that you will subscribe to this channel. We hope you'll visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That's www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, where you can sign up for some very reduced-priced life coaching sessions from Groupon, where we can go into these things deeper and where you can learn different types of meditation, contemplation, even Tai Chi and Qigong in order to set yourself free. And so that you can remain healthy and happy during these times. It's so important to build oneself up and strengthen oneself during these times when there's so much stress in the air. And as important to build up a community of friends and family who can be stronger, who can support each other, who can see the truth, not just by accepting what they hear on the news, but by talking about it, understanding it, using their reasoning abilities and capabilities in order to see the truth for themselves clearly. Because when we're given both sides of the argument and we're allowed to talk among ourselves, when we're given all the information, you see, regardless of what all the doctors and lawyers and great teachers and preachers say, we have the ability as a group, when given all the information, to make the right decision. Time for us to reclaim that power. Time for us to be whole. Time for us to live in the world that we want to be in. It's time for us to create a better world for our children than the one that we have been given. To be truthful, the one that we have been given has diminished over time since I was born. It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse since the 60s and 70s. It's time to take this world back to freedom, to peace, to the dream of a great society, not an empire who conquers everyone to make them poor and make them subservient to the new lords. No, to create a world of freedom, justice, equity, and compassion. That's what we seek to do at War of Compassion Reflection. And if you will go to minds.com, there's a link below. You can begin to train in our free War of Compassion training school. Namaste, folks. We're always open for donations, too, on our donation page at nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. And remember, out of the ashes, the phoenix is rising.
The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. Say what? The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The phoenix is rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, is rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, is rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The phoenix.
Rising,
rising, rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, it's rising, rising.
Say what?